The build-out of the area known as the Sorensen property will ultimately result in 5,700 units on 8,000 acres located to the north of Heber City's current development. The project will include three village centers, one clustered near the UVU campus, another near the southern end of the Jordan L Reservoir, and the final in the Jordan L Mountains. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter says finalizing the annexation of the project into the city will be the culmination of months of work by city staff, council, and the developers.
There's been a lot of studies and a lot of discussion. I mean, hours and hours have been put in by a lot of people to try and work out a master development agreement that would ensure that it's something that's beneficial to the city, that the city is protected, that it looks and feels the way that the people are wanting developments to feel for the future of Heber, and also so that the developer feels secure in what their investment is going to be. They also have some predictability.
Council will hold a special meeting Saturday morning to review some final items in the agreement that city staff and the developer have negotiated. If the council approves the master development agreement, all indications are that the annexation will be approved Tuesday evening. One of the items the city is negotiating is a second access to the Jordan L Mountain Village through Coyote Canyon.
It won't happen initially. I don't know what the final version will say, but the council was pushing to have there be that second access, which is closer to the existing Heber City. It seemed like it would make more sense for emergency access and other reasons to have another access. So my assumption is there will be that second access.
Another negotiation is in regards to the location of affordable housing within the development. City ordinances require any development larger than 10 homes to have 10% of the project include affordable housing or pay a fee instead. The latest agreement excludes the developer from placing all of the affordable housing in one location of the development and encourages them to instead spread the housing throughout the project. Potter says it's a tricky balance to work on such a huge application.
It's a huge annexation. Obviously, nothing this size has ever been done in Heber. 8,000 acres, it's a lot, but it would happen anyway, and that's kind of been the thing that's propelling it, is they already had entitlements and density from the county, so should it be a part of the county or should it be a part of the city? And so I assume that once this agreement is worked out, that the council will adopt it. I haven't heard of any opposition from the council. It's mainly just working out details, so I expect it to happen sometime in May if it doesn't happen on Tuesday.
Both Saturday and Tuesday's meetings will be conducted remotely due to COVID-19. I'm David Boyle. KPCW News.